This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenyu adziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazi olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manero akanaka vateereri, tinosangana zvakare manero anhasi uri musi wechina, ndira 15, 2015.
Makateerera kuStudio 7 nepfenyero yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa neStudio 7 iri muWashington DC.
Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini Blessing Zulu, ndiri muWashington DC.
Neni wenyu Jonga Kandemiri, nichitoyo zvinhu zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi.
Mutungamiri weMDC vaMorgan Tsvangirai nhasi vashanyira nhengo dzebato ravo mumusha unogara veruzhinji webudiriro muHarare, idzo dzakarohwa nenhengo dzeZANU-PF mukupera kwesvondo.
Dunhu reManicaland robuda nechisungo chekuti vaDidmus Mutasa vadzingwe mubato reZANU-PF.
Nhasi tichatarisa mamiriro akaita nyaya dzezveupfumi hwenyika.
Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi ichiuya kwamuri ichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Dunhu reManicaland nhasi ravhota kuti vaimbova murongi wemabasa mubato reZANU-PF vaDidmus Mutasa vadzingwe nechimbi-chimbi vachinzi maitura avo haachaenderana nemitemo yebato. Musangano weProvincial Coordinating Committee uyu waitirwa kuMarymount Teachers College. Vakuru vakuru mubato iri vasina kuda kudongwa nemazita vanoti vapakurudzire kuti vaMutasa vadzingwe mubato iri. Wanonzi igurukota rezvemari vaPatrick Chinamasa negurukota rezvedzidzo yepamusoro Muzvare Opa Muchinguri. VaMutasa vari kupomerwa mhosva yekunyomba musangano weZANU-PF nemutungamiri webato ravo vaRobert Mugabe vachiti Congress yakaitwa muna zvita yaisava pamutemo.
Nhengo dzeZANU-PF idzi dzinoti hadzisi kufara nekuti vaMutasa vari kurambawo vachizviti ndivo vachiri munyori anoona nezvekufambiswa kwemabasa muZANU-PF, kunyange hazvo vaMugabe vakadoma vaIgnatius Chombo kuti vatore chigaro ichi. Pabudawo chisungo chekuti vaMutasa vasamirire headlines mudare reparamende pachinzi paitwe sarudzo. Vanoona nezvematongerwo enyika mubato reZANU-PF vaSevia Kasukuwere vaimbenge vambozivisa kuti hapana munhu achadzingwa pakapera Congress yeZANU-PF, asi kunetsana kuri kuramba kuchienderera mberi mubato iri. Vanotsigira chikwata chiri panyanga chinonzi chinotungamirwa nemutedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa vanoti vari kuda kuti vose vaitsigira amai Joyce Mujuru vadzingwe mubato zvachose. Hatina kukwanisa kubata vaMutasa kana mutauriri wedunhu reManicaland vaSamuel Undenge kuti tinzwe divi ravo, asi vakasukuwere vaudza Studio 7 kuti vachiri vakamirira tsamba kubva kuManicaland panyaya yavaMutasa vasati vataura nezvayo. Mukuzeya nyaya iyi tabata nyanzvi munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika uye vachitungamira Media Center vaErnest Mudzengi kuti tinzwewo maonero avo.
Zvaitwa neManicaland chinhu changa chakatotarisirwa, kunyanya takaringisa panyaya yezvanga zvichiitwa navaMutasa, zvikuru sei kutaura kwavakazoita kuburikidza norugwaro kwavakabudisa mumapepanhau vachiti Congress haina kuitwa zvakanaka, uye vachiti mutungamiriri weZANU-PF vaRobert Mugabe vanga vaita sokurasika gwara. Ikoko kuitika ikoko kwakatongoratidza kuti vaMutasa mazuva avo muZANU-PF ava mashoma.
Asi izvi munoona zvichisiya ZANU-PF iri papi chaizvo?
Izvi zviri kungoratidza kuti zvandingatanga zvekuti zvinhu zvanga zvatotanga kuitika apo tanga takatarisana neCongress yeZANU-PF yakaitwa muna December. Zvinhu zvanga zvatongoitika, zvinhu zviri kuramba zvichienderera mberi. Saka zvetiri kuona ndezvekuti ZANU-PF iri kuzunguziswa nenyaya yeCongress iyoyi, zvikuru sei inyaya yamai Mujuru, avo vakavotariswa zvekuti munhu wanga kuda masimba akabatwa navaMugabe.
Asi munoona here imibato iri richipatsanuka nepakati nezviri kuitika izvo?
Kutaura chukwa adige kuchekubatu raka tupatanuka. Kune jira ya tinga tuti raka patanuka. Nukuti kupatanuka kusa wirana. Kwevanu kamisimesu. Nchaka kutibuona pa kuto patanuka kubatu. Asi kupatanuka kwa chuo. Ewe mzangu pia fano kubata ni njira yavo. Njira yavo ndiye kujinda vanu. Zimba kwa waneta vanu. Akuzonya ni kuratiza kupatanuka kumengu kwa ikabatu.
Nyanzvi mnyadzo zvematongerwo enyika vachitungamira Media Center vaNST Mudzengi vari parunare muHarare.
Tichire muzano PF mutevedzeri wegurukota rezvakatikomberedza vaSimon Musanu vashaya. Vamusano vangava vane makore makumi mana nemanomwe ekuberekwa uye vashayikira kumba kwavo kuGreystone Park muHarare. Sandra Nyaira weStudio 7 ataura navapasirai mudhauya avo vanoshanda muhofisi yavakasukuere.
Message to receive shogore kushaya kwa Deputy Minister Mangwana Nano Deputy Minister Musanu ngari munhu akanaka chaizvo munhu atasinza naye zvakanaka takasinza naye kubva paka iso vachigaro nemukuru wenyika gore rakapera saka rufu rwake makusera tanzi makusina norwatishamisa chaizvo rafikirwa nemunhu angachisenza zvine simba chaizvo
mungava neruzivo kuti chii chatora va Deputy Minister vamusanu.
Tangori siva shogore kuwao makusena na hivyo tushamisao chiko nzero chaicho atisati tamvisa utisi chaitika kuti chaitike.
Mungati iwo vanga bari munakaita sei mukushanda kwa makaita nao uye musati mashanda nao maiva ziwa bari munakaita sei.
Vamusanu anga bari munanga kana imbika chaizo naisi ya basa rakiraita anga bari engineer kwa training waisi ya basa rori nyanya panyaya dzataishanda nao vasimba dzenyaya dzemvura dzeclimate change nyaya dzezveenvironment vazinzwisisa zvakanyanya
saka vacharadzikwa rini
kusati tava nezuva chairo chairo kuti vacharadzikwa rini asi panopera zuva titaurira nemhuri yavo tichange takuziva kuti varoradzikwa rini.
Vapasirai mudhauya vanoshanda muhofisi yavasevhia Kasukuere vachitaura naSandra Nyaira weStudio 7 vari parunare muHarare.
Mutungamiri weMDC vaMorgan Tsvangirai nasi vashanyira nhengo dzebato ravo mumusha unogara veruzhinji webudiriro muHarare idzo dzakarohwa nevanhu vanofungidzirwa kuti nhengo dzeZANU PF mukupera kwesvondo vakakurudzira kuti munyika muve nerunyararo. Mutori wedu nhau Thomas Chiripasi anoti panyaya inotevera.
Vatsvangirai nhasi vashanyira nhengo dzebato ravo mumusha webudiriro idzo dzakatsvaga upoteri pamba penhengo yeMDCT inomirira nzvimbo iyi muparamende mushure mekurohwa kwadzinonzi dzakaitwa nenhengo dzeZANU PF. Pasvika vatsvangirai mubudiriro, nhengo dzeMDCT dzabva dzabuda mudzimba ndokuenda panga paina vatsvangirai nevakarohwa ava dzichiimba. Vatsvangirai vashora kurohwa kwakaitwa nhengo dzebato ravo nevanofungidzirwa kuti nhengo dzeZANU PF. Mumwe wevakarohwa ava vadozen meta mawana avo vanga vakazarama vanga kumeso kwese vaudza vatsvangirai kuti vakarohwa nenhengo dzeZANU PF vakazvuzvurudzwa vasina kupfeka vakazonosiyiwa kumapurisa vatove musungwa.
Nyika ino iri pacrisis
ani munozviziva.
And the crisis yacho tese tinoiziva. Haidi kurovana, inoda kuti vanhu vagare pasi vataure kuti how do we solve this problem. Kana takambogara tese tikaita government of national unity tikaunza upei hwakawanda hwakanaka kuvanhu. Why are we resorting to this kind of tactics? Ko vari kurova vacho vakawanda vakadzorera. Kozeta sei?
Mumiriri webudiriro muparamende vaKosta Machingauta vatiwo chiri kunetsa mubudiriro ndechekuti mapurisa ndiwo anenge ari pamberi panorohwa vanhu nenhengo dzeZANU PF uye vanoti ZANU PF yatova nekamuzinda kayo panzvimbo yemabhizimusi pabudiriro 5.
Isusu hatingarambidzi kuti pari mashops pataungana torambidza mumwadoro patenge tiri tosvika torohwa tonzi hamufani kugara ipapo. Hatina meeting yatinoita sechi mumwadoro takagara mumashops. Ngozwa chirohovha torohwa kana mubvuto nosuwo kana police. Saka isati kuzvazvinotenderwa zvinobvumirwa here munyika. zvinhu zvakadaro hatizvo zvakasainwa pa kuti munhu ana akwanisi kuita zvaanoda munyika ino.
Zvichakadai vatsvangirai vakurudzira kuti munyika muve nerunyararo. Vakurudzira vechidiki vebato ravo kuti vasakonzerawo mhirizhonga vachiti kurwisana hakuna zvakunobatsira. Pavapedza kuona vanhu vanomwe vakarohwa ava, vatsvangirai vaendawo kukamuzinda keZANU PF kare panzvimbo yemabhizimusi pabudiriro 5 panonzi pari kushungurudzwa vanhu nenhengo dzeZANU PF. Zvinonzi vemakombi vari kubhadhariswa mari neZANU PF kuti vakwanise kushanda, uye vanotengesa mumusika vari kumanikidzwa kuenda kumisangano yeZANU PF. Vatsvangirai vanga vachiunganirwa nevanhu pazvitoro izvi vanga vachivafarira, asi mufaro uyu hauna kuzotora nguva sezvo nhengo dzeZANU PF dzanga dziri pakamuzinda aka dzabva dzatanga kupopota, vamwe vachishandisa mazwi atisingakwanisi kuburitsa pamhepo.
Ndoda kuuya kuma law enforcement agencies of the country. The constitution is very clear kuti you shall not be partisan. Munofanira kuita uphold the rule of law. Zvichiraizvo kuti munofanira kumeka sure kuti mutemo hawa apply ku MDC chete, una apply kana kuZANU. Don't try to promote chaos and impunity. Yatiri kuona zviri kuitika kuZANU. Tinoda nyika yakaino unyararo. Tinoda kuti tese tibudirire. But hatibudiriri tikaramba tiine crisis yakadai. ZANU must accept responsibility.
Zvichakadai vakarohwa veMDCT ava vanoti sachigaro vechidiki muprovhinzi yeHarare muZANU PF vaGodfrey Gomwe ndivo vari kukonzera mhirizhonga mubudiriro, asi vaGomwe vanoti vamachingauta ndivo vari kukonzera mhirizhonga iyi. Studio 7 haina kukwanisa kunzwa kuna vaGomwe kana kumutauriri weZANU PF vaSimon Kayamoyo. Vatsvangirai pamwe nemutungamiriri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vanogara vachikurudzira kuti nyaya dzemhirizhonga munyika dzipere, asi zviri kuita sekunge vatsigiri vavo vari kuisa zvimiti munzeve. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Thomas Chiripasi.
Vashandi vekambani yeZimbabwe Agricultural Society, iyo inoronga zviratidzwa zvikuru zvekurima munyika zveHarare Agricultural Show, nhasi vatanga kuratidzira pamuzinda wekambani iyi kushow grounds muHarare makare, vachitsutsumwa nekusapiwa mari dzebhonasi regore rapera pamwe nekushandiswa kwenguva inodarika yakatarwa nemitemo. Ivan Chifera anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Vashandi ava vange vachidarika makumana vaungana pamuzinda wekambani iyi vachiimba nekunyomba vakuru vebasa vachiti vari kuita uori pamwe nekuvadzvinyirira. Sachigaro wevashandi Vafiso Mbano vati zvinorwadza kuti kambani yakangotora danho rekuvanyima bonus nekuderedza mari dzavo dzekubatsirikana vasina kana kumbotaura nevashandi.
Atakakatirwa mabenefits ese akakatwa pasina notice pasina chii. Jwanzi tavhara varingoti kambani ine mari papi pacho tipei mafika zacho anoradza kuti kambani ine mari havadi isotoiziva kuti kambani inoyi pane ngoda pano panapo ndopa vanomora pana.
Vambano vanotiwo kutanga mwedzi uno kambani yakamira kubhadharira vana vavo mari dzechikoro uye vave kutenga chikafu icho vaimbopiwa pachena. Vanotiwo mari dzedzimba kana kuti housing allowance dzakadimburwa nepakati, uye kambani yakazivisa kuti vanogona kumiswa basa nguva ipi zvayo. Vati vakuru vekambani iyi vakavaudza kuti zvinhu zviri kunetsa munyika zvekuti kana hurumende iri kunetsekana kubhadhara vashandi vayo, nekudaro kambani yavo yakaomerwawo nezvinhu. Asi vashandi ava vanoti havabvumirani nevakuru vakuru vekambani iyi kuti kambani iyi haina mari, vachiti inowana mari nenzira dzakasiyana-siyana. Mumwe mushandi asina kuda kudomwa nezita sezvo achitya kudzingwa basa anoti pane mari yakawanda inopinda mukambani apo vaimbi vedzisvondo vemakambani akasiyana-siyana vanoshandisa nhandare nedzimba dzakawanda dzekambani iyi dziri pashowground. Anoti semuenzaniso kushandisa nhandare yemain arena kunopinza madhora zviri zvipfumbamwe pazuva rimwe chete.
Main arena 9000 for a night varonzoti hapana mari 9000 ikaenda kupi and you head with your investments wakaita outside the country 9000.
Vampano vanoti vacharamba vachiratidzira panguva dza One Muscat zuva rega rega kudzamara zvichemo zvavo zvatambirwa. Vanoti izvi zvikaramba vachakwidza nyaya yavo kumutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe.
Tichatoronga mamwe strategies ari more than what we are doing. Akasimba patron wedu ndiMugabe, president venyika ino. Tichasvika kwari netsamba kuti unozviziva here zviri kuitika. Corruption iri kuitika panapa. I corruption varofamba nemapango emazimota because of our money. Iva havapa. Ndinoona. Kana uchida kuti retrencher ngavati retrencher vari pemari dzedu togona unotengesa umatomas toona kurarama.
Mutauri wekambani Muzvare Hidha Madombwe varamba kutaura zvakawanda pamusoro penyaya iyi vachiti vakuru vakuru vekambani iyi pamwe nekomiti yevashandi vane nhaurirano dzavari kuita dzakanangana nekugadzirisa zvichemo zvevashandi ava. Kambani iyi ine vashandi makumi manomwe. Nyaya dzakaita seidzi dziri kuwanda munyika sezvo zvinhu zviri kuramba zvichipa munyaya dzeupfumi uye makambani akawanda ari kuderedza mari dzinotambirwa nevashandi kana kutotadza kuvabhadhara kwenguva yakareba. Svondo rapfuura, vashandi vekambani yeCaps Holdings vakavharira vakuru vekambani mumahofisi avo kwemaawa akawanda vachida kubhadharwa mari dzavo dzemihoro idzo vasina kuwana kwemwedzi makumi maviri yapfuura. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Ivan Chifera.
Bazi reZimbabwe National Statistics Agency kana kuti ZimStat rinoti inflation yepagore yakadzika kusvika -0.8% munazvita 2014 kana kuti gore rapera ichibva pa-0.78% mugore ra2013. Sangano reWorld Bank rinotiwo upfumi hwenyika hunogona kukwira ne-3.2% gore rino. Sangano iri rinotiwo upfumi hunogona kusvika pa-3.7% muna 2016 uye hwozodzika kusvika pa-3.4% muna 2017. Mutungamiri mukuru weStudio 7 ataura nenyanzvi munyaya dzezveupfumi vaMasimba Kuchera avanoshanda nesangano reCenter for Disability and Development kuti tinzwe maonero avo.
Takatarisa zvirotaura neWorld Bank zviri kuratidza kuti vari kuonawo maonero atikuita kuti upfumi hwenyika pari zvino upfumi husiri kunyatsofamba zvakanaka, tingati upfumi huri kutatarika. Saka mafiga dzakaita sana 3.2%, 3.7% kukura kwakanaka zvako, asi tichibva patiri kubva pekuti upfumi hwacho nahwanga hwanyanya kuita hudoko.
Pane zvingaitwa nehurumende here kuona kuti inokurudzira kukura kwehupfumi hwenyika?
Tingati dambudziko riri kuitwa nehurumende inyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika. Kuri kuisana kuri kuitika muzano PF kunokonzera kuti hupfumi husange huchifamba zvakanaka, asi hurumende zvainokwanisawo kuita chekutanga ndechekuti inokwanisawo mitemo inoita kuti vanhu vange vachikwanisa kuisa mari dzavo vasingatyi dzingazotorwa kana makambani avo anotorwa. Hurumende yedu ihurumende isingakwanisi kugara nevamwe zvakanaka, zvikuru sei panyaya dzekukwereta mari. Saka zvingangoiti netsei kuti ikwerete mari dzekuisa maindastri, asi fana kwangu imari dzinenge dzichidiwa kuti indastri inge ichisimukira. Saka zvingangokasika kuitwa nehurumende kugadzira mitemo inoita kuti avo vane mari dzavo vange vachikwanisawo kuisa mari dzavo. Vane vimbo vakagutsikana kuti mari dzavo hadzizorasika kana hadzizonyura kana kuri kuti pane zvinenge zvaitika kunyanya zvikuru sei munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika.
Ichinano che-3.2% ichi chinorevei kuvanhuwo zvavo?
Kuvanhuwo zvavo 3.2% inokwanisa kusaburitsa cheuviri chakanyanya nekuti kukura kwachona kune kuri kudoko. Asi tiri kuonawo pane zviri kuitika munyika munomu zvakafanana nekuti hurumende yaakuitiwo mitengo yemafuta ngaidzike zvichienderanawo nekudzika kuri kuita oiri kunze kwenyika. Zvimwe pada zvinozokonzera kuti imwe mitengo yezvimwe zvinhu inge ichikwanisa kudzikawo zvichienderana nemitengo yemafuta, nekuti kazhinji kazhinji mitengo yemafuta inokonzera kuti zvinhu zvinge zvichidhura. Saka tinenge tichifungidzira kuti zvinhu zvakadaro zvikatangawo kuitika munyika munomu hurumende ichionawo kuti mitengo inofanira kudzika zvinokwanisa kubatsira kusimudzira upfumi zvekutotina nde-3.2% chinokwanisa kuzopfuuriridzwa mbijana.
VaMasimba Kuchera vanoongorora nyaya dzezveupfumi uye vachishanda nesangano reCenter for Disability and Development vanga vachitaura vari parunare muHarare namutungamiri mukuru weStudio 7.
Mm-hmm.
Makaterera kunefenyuro yenyu ye Studio 7. Tiri kutefenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America urimu Washington DC. Munokwanisawo kutinzwa padandemtande redu repa internet rinoti www.voashona.com. Tinodzokorora zvakare website yedu www.voashona.com.
Vateereri, munokwanisa kutibata pa 909 AM, pa 4930, kana pa 12080, ni 15455 kHz pa shortwave.
Tinoda kukuzivisai vateereri kuti chirongwa chenyu chava ni Facebook page, endai pa www.facebook.com/voashona.
Tinodzokorora zvakare Facebook page yedu www.facebook.com/voashona. Zvinhu zvinonzi hazvina kutanga zvakanaka mumakambani akawanda munyika sezvo akakundikana kuvhura kana kuti akaderedza uwandu hwevashandi kubva pakatanga gore rino ra 2015. Mabhanga anonzi gore rapera chete akarasikirwa nevashandi chiuru chimwe chete kubva muvashandi zviuru zvitanhatu zviri pamabasa. Sangano reZimbabwe Banks and Allied Workers Union rinoti gore rino vashandi vanosvika mazana maviri nemakumi mashanu vakatorasikirwa nemabasa zvichitevera kuvhara kwebhanga reAllied Bank. Sangano iri rinotiwo kana nhaurirano dzekuedza kuponesa rimwe bhanga dziri kuitwa dzikakundikana mukati memazuva gumi ari kutevera, zvinenge zvoreva kuti vamwe vashandi zana nemakumi matatu vanenge vorasikirwa nemabasa avo zvakare. Sangano reZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions rinotiwo urongwa hwekuwandudza mitemo yemabasa huri kuda kuitwa nehurumende huchatoita kuti vashandi vakawanda varasikirwe nemabasa sezvo huchipa vashandirwi masimba ekupinza kana kuburitsa munhu basa pavanodira. Dambudziko guru rinonzi rabata nyika munyaya dzeupfumi nderekushayikwa kwemari pamwe nemitemo inonzi inotyisidzira vekunze vanenge vachida kuzotanga mabhizimusi munyika. Mukuseya nezvenyaya iyi, tabata munyori mukuru wesangano revashandi vemabhanga reZimbabwe Banks and Allied Workers Union vaPeter Mutasa, pamwe nenyanzvi mune zveupfumi vachishanda nesangano reLabour and Economic Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe vaProsper Chitambara. Tatanga nekubvunza vaMutasa nezvemamiriro akaita zvino mubandiko ravo remabhanga.
Mashoko aya tiri kutoyambira vanotungamirira nevanoona nezveupfumi wenyika kuti zvino hazvisi kutora gwara rakanaka, especially tikatarisa mubanking sector. Tatarisa gore rinobedzi tikaona kuti vashandi vatarasikirwa navo kuburikidza nekumiswa mabasa nenzira dzakasiyana-siyana, vamwe vachimiswa vachibhadharwa kuti basa rapera, inonzi retrenchment pachirungu, vamwewo vachimira mabasa nekuti mabhengi avaishandira atadza kuramba achioperate achishanda. Vapfuura 1200 gore rino chete. And tichitarisa tiri kuona kuti nhamba yakakura kwazvo tichitarisa sekta yedu nohuduku hwayo, uyezve tichitarisa kuti isekta inofanira kunga yakateramira isina mafungo akanyanya-nyanya ekurakidza kuti zvinhu hazvisi kufamba zvakanaka, since iri sekta inotarisirwa nevazhinji kuti ive iri stable.
Vachitambara, nyaya iri kutaurwa navaMutasa iyi inyaya yakaoma zvakadii muchitarisa mamiriro akaita zvinhu munyaya dzeupfumi muZimbabwe?
Inyaya yakaoma zvakanyanyisisa, ende inyaya isiri kungobata wemabhanga chete, asi nyaya iri kubatawo masectors ese, wana manufacturing sector, ndingauti masectors ese economy, even vachinamasa gore rapfuura pawaiparura budget regore rino wakataura kuti makambani akawandisisa akavhara kana kuritrencha, vashandi vazhinji vakarasikirwa namabasa. Kai dambudziko guru guru muZimbabwe adaino nguva, dambudziko rekurasikirwa kwemabasa riri kukonzereswa nekusafamba zvakanaka kuita ikonomi yedu yeZimbabwe.
VaMutasa, pane humbowo here huri kupiwawo vashandi vanenge vamiswa mabasa ava kuti zvechokwadi kambani kana kuti bhanga iri raakundikana kunge richiramba richishanda?
Tinoona kuti humbowo humwe huri pachena kuti bengi raramba kushanda, nekuti vamwe vari kubva vatovharwa nereserve bank vamwewo vari kusarendawo malaisensi vachiti hatichatogoni kuenderera mberi, uyezve vazhinji vanenge vatotadza kubhadhara mihoro yavanhu kwenguva yakati rebei. Saka zvichishuwa kuti mabhanga anenge akutotadza kushanda sezvaanotarisirwa. Asi tinenge tine hedu kutsutsumwa kwakanyanya kuti mazhinji acho haasi kungotadza bedzi kuenderera mberi nebasa nokuda kwamamiriro okunze ega, asi mamwewo ari kutadza kuenderera mberi nokuda kwehuori kune vanotungamira mabhengi navaridzi vamabhengi. Saka ndokutsutsumwa kumwe kwatinako.
Vachitambara mabhanga mazhinji ari kunze ari kuondomoka, ndo mabhanga vatema kana kuti ane varidzi vemunyika, zvii zviri kuita kuti ange ariwo mabhanga ari kunyanyorohwa nenhamwe?
Maonero angu zvinzviri zviri kuitika. Chekutangisisa inyaya yecorporate governance, makaona kumanejwa kunoita mabhanga atingati maindigenous banks aya, I think kune machallenge akawandisisa in terms of nyaya dzecorporate governance. Makaonawo zvakare kuti ndiwo mabhanga ane proportion guru atinoti mainsider non-performing loans. Saka izvozvo zvine zvichitiratidza kuti mabhanga anogona kunge asiri kumanejwa zvakanaka. Chimwe chinenge chichiitika ndechekuti nyaya yeliquidity crunch ndo inozopedzisira yaida kuti mabhanga anga achizovhara. Nekuti kana bhanga rakatarisana kana rakasangana nematambudziko, normally capital ndo inenge ichifarira kuzoita as a buffer against malosses anenge aitwa nebhanga. Saka kana capital yakadepletwa, zvinoreva kuti mashareholders akufanira kuwedzera capital yavo. In this case anenge ari maindigenous shareholders, anenge achifanira kuti awedzera aise imwe capital mubhanga. Vazhinji vacho vanenge vasina mari dzacho dzinenge dzichitarisirwa kudzivangu achiisa kumita macapital adequacy ratios.
Ava vanga vari nyanzvi mune zveupfumi vachishanda nesangano reLabour and Economic Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe, vaProsper Chitambara. Manzwawo zvakare kubva kumunyori mukuru weZimbabwe Banks and Allied Workers Union, vaPeter Mutasa. Vaviri ava vanga vari parunhare muHarare neStudio 7.
Muchirongwa chedu cheLive Talk na 8:30 p.m. nasi tiri kupa imi vatereri mukana wekutaura zviri kutsikwe moyo wenyu, zvamunoda kunzwa uye zvamuri kuonawo zviri kuitika munyika.
Kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa ichi, titumirei matext message panhamba dzinoti 001 202 465 0318, muchitudza nhamba dzenyu kuitira kuti tigo kufonerai.
Munogonawo kufona panhamba dzinoti 1 202 617 2077 kuti mukwanise kutaura pa Live Talk.
Masangano akasiyana siyana ane chekuita nezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri muSouth Africa asangana nasi muJohannesburg achizeya chirongwa cheZimbabwe Dispensation Program, icho chakapera musi wazviita 31. Chirongwa ichi chaive chekuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvinyorese kuitira kuti zvishande nekugara muSouth Africa zviri pamutemo. Asi zvinonzi pane zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvinosvika zviuru makumi matatu nezvisere zvakakundikana kunyoresa nepamusana pezvikonzero zvakasiyana-siyana. Masangano aya ayo anosanganisira Zimbabwe Coalition, Zimbabwe Community in South Africa, New Generation Trust nemamwe anonzi awirirana kusvitsa chichemo ichi kubazi rezvemukati menyika muSouth Africa chekuti nguva yekunyoresa iwedzerwe sezvo vamwe vanhu vakatadza kunyoresa mukati menguva yainge yatarwa. Studio 7 aina kukwanisa kunzwa kudivire South Africa kuti ichatambira here kana kuti kwete chikumbiro ichi.
Ya, svika nguva yekuti timboverenga tsamba mbozha dzenyu pamwe nematext messages amatitumira.
Munyori wekutanga anoti, makadii mukoma Blessing naJonga, ndingafara chaizvo kana mukaverengawo tsamba yangu. Ndinofarira kunzwa Studio 7 misi yose. Ndini Jasper Gwenzi kuZimbabwe kuChipinge. Mukoma Gwenzi vakaisa mashoko aya paFacebook yedu neZuro.
Mumwe anotiwo, tinokutendai mukoma Jonga, Blessing PJ nevamwe vashamarari veStudio 7. Varume, Mwari ngavave nemi nekuti munotivaraidza. Aiwa, nguva Jonga ndo inenge yaita shanje. Togumbira pano tichimbotarisa misoro yedu yenhau zvakare.
Mutungamiri weMDC vaMorgan Tsvangirai vanoshanyira nhengo dzebato ravo mumusha unogara veruzhinji weBudiriro dzakarohwa nenhengo dzeZANU-PF mukupera kwesvondo.
Dunhu reManicaland rinobuda nechisungo chekuti vaDidmus Mutasa vadzingwe zvachose mubato iri vachipomerwa mhosva yekuzvidza mutungamiri webato vaRobert Mugabe.
Tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi. Anokuonekai nemufaro, ndini Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC.
Nenwenyu Blessing Zulu Talks ya mina ndimi yake Mwakalele na Jonga.
Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Thursday, January 15th, 2015. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Jonga Kandemiri.
And this is Ndimiyake Mokalielie.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions says many companies are unlikely to open after the festive holiday as the World Bank predicts a depressed 2015 economic outlook for the country.
Consensus decision that we are currently getting from the workers of the field is that we need to engage as well as carrying out demonstrations.
Deputy Environment Minister Simon Musanu dies.
We're shocked by the death of the Deputy Minister. Was a very hard-working man. I've worked with him, you know, since last year when he was appointed the Deputy Minister.
And the ZANU-PF Manicaland province has unanimously voted to expel former Secretary for Administration Didimus Mutasa with immediate effect for what it calls behavior inconsistent with the ruling party's principles.
The Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, or ZCTU, says many companies are unlikely to open after the festive holiday as the World Bank predicts a depressed economic outlook for the country. ZCTU President George Ngiwane tells Studio 7 the situation is bad in the country as the ruling ZANU-PF party is concentrating on settling internal scores while the economy is declining at a fast pace. Nkiwane tells Studio 7 the labor body is currently conducting consultations at district level in order to map the way forward as it fears that some companies will not open after the festive season, which ends today.
The state of the economy right now, to be honest, we don't even know where we are going and where we are coming from. The economy is continuously regressing. Companies are closing. Retrenchments are being carried out. So there is no future for the working class right now at this point.
And what is the government saying about this? If you try to engage them on what needs to be done to make sure that, you know, jobs are not lost as they are being done right now?
To be honest, which government we have to engage right now? Because ZANU-PF is fighting, each and every individual is fighting for to keep his or her position. The fight that is within our political parties right now. It doesn't show us who then are we going to engage. Because no one is prepared to listen to us right now as we speak. And we don't even have any minister that we can talk to. Because all of them fear to be leveled. And the current leaders are still fighting to be recognized by the fact that has taken over the land of power within the Zanu-PF government.
So what is your plan of action as, you know, the ZCTU, the umbrella body of all unions in this kind of situation?
When we went for the first season holiday, we were consulting workers and we are yet to conclude those consultations.
What are you consulting on?
We are consulting on what to do in view of the prevailing situation, both economically and politically.
Is there any possibility of strike action?
Consensus decision that we are currently getting from the workers at the field is that we need to engage as well as carrying out demonstrations. I think we are left with about 4 or 5 districts. We have done consultations within all the regions, the provinces. So we are now going down to the district because this time around, we want whatever action we are going to embark on to be owned by each and every Zimbabwean.
That was ZCTU President George Nkiwane speaking with Studio 7 Sandra Nyaira. Over 1,000 people lost their jobs in the banking sector alone last year. thousands of people also lost their jobs in other sectors.
At the same time, the Zimbabwe National Statistics Agency, ZimStats, says the country's annual inflation stood at 0.80% in December from 0.78% the previous year. This, as analysts warned Zimbabweans to button down their hatches for the economic trouble this year, following a subdued economic growth forecast of only 3.2% by the World Bank. The Bretton Woods Institution says in its biannual Global Outlook report that the growth will only rise to 3.7% in 2016 before slowing to 3.4% in 2017. The 2015 forecast is in line with the predictions by Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa, who say the marginal growth will be propelled in part by the agricultural sector. Studio 7's Ntungamili Nkomo reached economic analyst Masimba Kuchera for perspective.
The projections are a bit of a reality check when you look at how the Zimbabwean economy is struggling at the moment. What it means is that there will not be any serious growth. 3.2% will be difficult to cascade onto the men on the street. But clearly it shows that there are problems within the Zimbabwean economy. And these projections are also looking at all things being equal. And we know that there are a lot of internal volatilities within the Zimbabwean body politic, which make it difficult sometimes to achieve those projections. So those projections want to look at the fact that maybe things will be as equal as in 2014, but I doubt if Zimbabwean political circles will be static in 2015.
Is there anything that the government can do to stimulate the economy and therefore encourage growth?
Yeah, you see, government has a handicap of being a very bad borrower, because what they're supposed to do was to mobilize funds, especially to boost industrial production. But they could also do a bit more on the policy front in terms of protecting those who have put their money into the country and in terms of also guaranteeing investments. But in terms of funding industry and underwriting industry borrowings, government will not be able to do that because they're bad borrowers themselves. So it will be a bit difficult for them to attract funds from lenders at a reasonable rate of interest.
That was economic analyst Masimba Kuchera on the line with Studio 7's Ntungamili Nkomo from Harare.
In Harare, workers at the Zimbabwe Agricultural Society, or ZAS, conveners of Zimbabwe's largest agricultural event, the Harare Agricultural Show, went on strike today, citing unfair labor practices and non-payment of their 2014 bonuses. Ivan Chifera has the details.
Workers chanted slogans and denounced management at the organization's head office at the exhibition park, saying the lunchtime demonstrations would continue until their grievances have been resolved. Workers' committee deputy chairperson Besta Kupangwa said their grievances include the last-minute decision by the management to stop paying the 2014 bonuses.
We've been trying to say, give us your reasons for not our giving the workers their 13th check, and why you are abolishing all these benefits which workers that got through peaceful and in good faith negotiations. They are not giving us. He's not giving us any reasons why he's doing that.
According to Kupangwa, allowances have been slashed by half, while the company will no longer pay school fees for their children, and workers could be forced to go on early retirement.
It's like he has added more hours of work and deducting the housing allowance, which is negotiated at NEC levels, which is a statutory requirement.
While admitting that the economic situation was bad in Zimbabwe, the workers said management had not shown them evidence that the company's finances were in bad shape. A worker who declined to be named said the company was making huge monies from leasing shops, stands and markets, and as well as hiring out walls in the arena ground to churches, musicians and various organizations weekly. The workers said they will ask Agriculture Minister Joseph Made and President Robert Mugabe to intervene if their grievances are not met. ZAS spokesperson Hitha Madombwe said management and the workers' committee were discussing the contentious issues and a statement would be issued when the matter has been finalized. As the economic situation worsens, more companies are cutting on salaries and benefits while others are going for months without paying workers. Last week, more than 200 workers at a pharmaceutical company, Caps Holdings, held their management hostage for hours demanding their salaries, which have been unpaid for 20 months.
This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
The government has announced that Deputy Environment Minister Simon Musano died at his home yesterday. Environment Minister Sevia Kasukwere's personal assistant Kasirai Madauye says the minister died on an undisclosed illness at his home. He tells Studio 7, Zimbabwe and the ruling party have lost a dedicated worker.
We're shocked by the death of the deputy minister. I know we had the message this morning, you know, he was a very hard-working man. We've worked with him, you know, since last year when he was appointed the deputy minister. We've worked with him on a number of projects. He was very loyal. So we are really shocked at the sudden death of the deputy minister.
What was the cause of death?
We are still to ascertain the death. I think we heard this morning that it was just a sudden death where he collapsed. Maybe cardiac arrest, I'm not sure if the family can be in a position to comment on that one.
So did he die at home or at hospital?
At home.
Do you know of any arrangements that have been put in place so far about his funeral arrangements?
At the moment, we don't have that information.
Okay.
That was Environment Minister Sevia Kasukwere's personal assistant, Kasirai Madauye, speaking with Studio 7, Sandra Nyaira from Harare.
The ZANU-PF Manicaland province has unanimously voted to expel former Secretary for Administration Didimus Mutasa with immediate effect for behavior they say is inconsistent with the ruling party's principles. The Manicaland Provincial Coordinating Committee met at Marymount Teachers College. Mutasa is under fire from ZANU-PF for rubbishing the party's December Congress and claiming that he remains the party's Secretary for Administration despite being ousted in December.
Party insiders told Studio 7 that Mutasa's long-time rivals in the party, Higher Education Minister Opam Chinguri and Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa, moved the motion to expel him. There is also a push by ZANU-PF to recall Mutasa from his Headlands parliamentary seat. Party political commissar Sevia Kasukwere had called for a halt to the expulsions after the divisive Congress that saw the majority of party provincial chairpersons and senior party officials being fired. Kasukwere told Studio 7 he will only comment when he receives official communication from Manicaland province about his decision. Efforts to get a comment from Chinamasa, Muchinguri and Mutasa were futile as their phones were not reachable. But tensions have remained high in the party, leading to serious friction. Political analyst Ernest Mudzengi, director of the media center, tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that the expulsion of Mutasa is not surprising.
I think this was certainly coming in view of the recent actions by Mr. Didimus Mutasa. You recall his writing to SADC of late, the latest issue being the statement that he issued and publicized in the private press, which actually attacked President Mugabe. So in light of that, obviously, this was almost coming. ZANU-PF does not tolerate such criticism, especially being leveled against the president of the party.
What impact, if any, is this likely to have on the party?
Now, obviously, this is a play of events that we have already seen. It's a continuation of what was happening prior to, and that's before the ZANU-PF Congress. So this is something that has been happening.
And what I can say is that obviously it will weaken ZANU-PF in a way.
But are we likely to see a split?
There could be a split as such, but in fact, when you talk of a split has already happened, but it's not kind of official. But what we are simply seeing is a continuation of the weakening of ZANU-PF around the last Congress. I don't think it happened that these guys may claim that they are ZANU-PF. That can happen.
That was political analyst and director of the Media Center, Ernest Mudzengi, speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare.
You are listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe from the Voice of America in Washington.
Studio 7 can be found on the 4930, 5930 and 15455 kHz shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on 909 medium wave or AM frequency.
Coming up,
MISA says there have been few incidents of violence against journalists as former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai visits victims of violence in Harare.
And a closer look at the Zimbabwe economy. Please stay tuned.
But first, a look at regional and international news.
French President François Hollande says mainstream Muslims are the primary victims of radical Islamism in the nation as it deals with the fallout of last week's terrorist attacks by Islamist extremists. Mr. Hollande spoke at the Arab World Institute in Paris, which seeks to build closer ties between France and Arab cultures. He says a crisis like last week's shooting at the Charlie Hebdo satirical magazine can serve to undermine confidence or awaken people to, in his words, quote, shout their message all the louder. 12 people died at the Charlie Hebdo offices and 5 more over the next 2 days in a terror spree in and around Paris. The terror group Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula has claimed responsibility for the shooting at Charlie Hebdo in a video the U.S. government says is authentic.
U.S. President Barack Obama and British Prime Minister David Cameron say they will not allow terrorists to suppress free speech and free expression. In joint opinion piece published in the Times of London, the two leaders promised to, quote, defeat these barbaric killers and their distorted ideology. Mr. Obama and Mr. Cameron said the world would not be cowed by extremists, whether they were lone fanatics or groups such as Al-Qaeda, the Islamic State, or Boko Haram.
And finally, 4 senior officials in the U.S. Secret Service have been reassigned in response to a series of security lapses that embarrassed the agency responsible for protecting President Barack Obama and his family. Acting Director Joseph Clancy issued a statement Wednesday announcing that the agency's assistant directors for investigations, protective operations, technology, and public affairs were being removed from their posts.
The Zimbabwe chapter of the Media Institute of Southern Africa says there was a marked reduction in the number of cases involving media violations in the country, with a total of 22 cases in 2014 compared to 28 in the previous year. In its State of the Media report published today, MISA attributed the reduction to several issues, including less political tension between opposition parties and the ruling ZANU-PF party before and after the 2013 general election. However, MISA Director Nhlanhla Ngwenya tells Studio 7, ZANU-PF continues to be intolerant to criticism, as even First Lady Grace Mugabe allegedly threatened journalists at her Meet the People rallies before the controversial ZANU-PF Congress last month.
The environment in Zimbabwe vis-a-vis the media is always informed by the political stability or instability in the country. These statistics reflect the political context post the coalition government, which others call the government of national unity, after a ZANU-PF victory. So after having won the elections, obviously you found the media subjecting the party to robust scrutiny. Socioeconomic pressures began to swell around the party, which needed the ruling party's attention. So in that process, the media always suffers because the current government is somewhat intolerant to robust scrutiny, which leaves the media exposed and susceptible to abuse.
Looking at issues like media laws in Zimbabwe, you are also referring to some of the laws that are still intact, like AIPA, POSA and others. What really is the way forward here?
I must say, at the beginning of 2014, there was excitement grounded on the fact that you had the Minister of Information by the end of 2013 appointing a commission of inquiry, which was called IMPI, an acronym for Information and Media Panel of Inquiry. We were hoping that IMPI itself would conduct its work urgently and recommend the way forward with regards democratizing the media space, and that entails aligning the laws with the new constitution, which we believe is fairly democratic as compared to the Lancaster House constitution. But that did not happen as the ZANU-PF political processes took over.
That was Mr. Director Nhlanhla Ngwenya speaking with Studio 7's Gibbs Dube from Harare. The organization also expressed dismay in its report that local media laws have not yet been aligned with Zimbabwe's new constitution, a situation that is derailing media pluralism and democracy.
Movement for Democratic Change founding leader Morgan Tsvangirai today visited some victims of political violence in Harare's Budiriro high-density suburb following weekend clashes between his party's members and some ZANU-PF supporters. Our reporter Thomas Chiripasi has more details from Harare.
As Mr. Tsvangirai's motorcade negotiated its way through the potholes to local legislator Costa Machingauta's house, where some victims of the weekend violence had sought refuge, some MDCT supporters followed it and sang revolutionary songs as the opposition leader was speaking with the victim. In no time, hundreds of people had gathered at Machingauta's house, prompting Tsvangirai to address them. The former prime minister took a swipe at suspected ZANU-PF supporters who allegedly attacked members of his party at the weekend.
The issue of political violence is past us. Hapana muna angazofazwa akafungira kuti kuchaita image a flare of political violence in a constituency which is dominated by MDs.
One of the victims, Dazen Meta Mawana, told Tsvangirai that most MDCT supporters are now living in fear. Machingauta told the gathering that some unidentified police officers are allegedly working in cahoots with ZANU-PF supporters to victimize suspected MDCT members. He alleged that ZANU-PF had set up a base at Budiriro 5 shopping center where commuter omnibus operators are forced to pay a certain figure daily for them to be allowed to ply the city Budiriro route. Machingauta also alleged that some vendors were being forced to attend ZANU-PF meetings at the makeshift base. But Mr. Tsvangirai said all this was unnecessary, saying the primary focus of the sitting government is to create employment opportunities for its people.
You allow the scepter of political violence to emerge, and then it takes on a gigantic step. That must not happen. It's a primitive political culture.
After addressing the gathering, Tsvangirai visited some vendors at Budiriro 5 shopping center to get the information firsthand. There, he was followed by several people who were praising him for visiting them, but the joy was short-lived when he passed through the ZANU-PF base, where some of the ruling party's members, clad in party regalia, hailed insults at him. Some of the ZANU-PF activists used words that cannot be aired. Meanwhile, some MDCT supporters blamed the weekend violence on Godfrey Gomwe, the ZANU-PF youth provincial chairperson for Harare. However, Gomwe has shifted the blame to Machingauta. President Robert Mugabe and Tsvangirai have repeatedly called for an end to violence, but their calls seem to be falling on deaf ears. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.
The Zimbabwe economy is struggling as some companies are unlikely to open after the festive season, which ends today, with thousands of workers set to lose their jobs. This comes at a time when the World Bank projects that the Zimbabwe economy will grow by just more than 3% this year. About 1,000 jobs were lost last year in the banking sector alone, which analysts say will probably continue this year as some workers in other sectors become agitated. For perspective, reporter Tatenda Gumbo turned to Prosper Chitambara of the Labour and Economic Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe and Peter Mutasa of the Zimbabwe Banks and Allied Workers Union. Mutasa says when the financial system suffers, it affects all sectors of the economy.
Unfortunately, it is also getting into 2015. We don't really see any improvement. Emphasize any improvement in 2015, but we are actually worried that there are other banks which are actually struggling according to the Reserve Bank analysis and other independent analysis, and we don't think those banks may be able to survive, and that would mean more job losses.
Mr. Chitambara, your take on this issue, as Mr. Mtasa is pointing out the issues that are affecting the banking sector, but also notwithstanding that other sectors are also dealing with this issue of job losses.
I think this problem of job losses and deindustrialization, I think it's a systemic problem. That is not just limited to the financial system, but also cuts across all the sectors. The levels of capitalization is actually deteriorated or declined last year. And every other sector that we can talk about, I think there are serious challenges, and most companies are struggling. Now, with respect to the financial system, I think there are a number of challenges there, specific challenges. I think the major one is with respect to issues of corporate governance, issues of management of this financial system.
Mr. Mtasa, earlier you spoke about the issue of the banks, pointing out that some are dealing with the issue of having to surrender their licenses, but also there's the level of a decrease in deposits. How much will this affect the confidence in the banking system?
I think over a long period of time, the banking financial service system in Zimbabwe has lost incredible consumer confidence. People no longer trust putting their lifetime investments into the banking system because of what happened in the past when we had banks that closed in around 2003-2004. That shook people. And again, when we changed from Zimbabwean dollar to the US dollar, we did not demonetize the Zimbabwean dollar and reimburse the depositors who held bank balances, positive bank balances in the banks. So that is a cause of concern for the public. But coupled to that, even after post-2004, we have also seen in the U.S. dollar era, banks folding with the Interfin, the Trust Bank, the Capital, the Royal Bank, folding. The major undoing for the banking sector has been the bank failures and the inability of the regulator to address those issues to do with corporate governance, how to manage failing banks.
Mr. Chitambara, as Mr. Mtasa and yourself are alluding to, looking at the issues within the financial sector, of course, spill over to the general economy itself. As you spoke earlier, there are issues that need to be addressed, issues of corporate governance and such. Do you think that looking at the way things are panning out now, that as Mr. Mtasa is saying, banks and even other sectors can now start to implement changes that will readily stop some of these issues that are being seen in Zimbabwe?
What I think needs to be done, number one, is at macro level to ensure that there's clarity with respect to our regulations, especially the indigenization and economic empowerment. I think we need to reduce the different messages, divergent messages that government officials have been speaking. I think we need to address the ease and the cost of doing business.
Mr. Mtasa, last question to you. Same thing. What, in your view, but looking at the general economy, what are some of the things that need to be taken care of?
I think the major issues that have to be addressed are supposed to be addressed at macro level. I think we need to sort our politics. We need to sort our economic issues. We need to be consistent in our policies. You see, we have frightened many people as a nation. And we have frightened the people who matter, those who have got the capacity and ability to put in money into the economy.
That was Peter Mtasa of the Zimbabwe Banks and Allied Workers Union. You also heard from Prosper Chitambara of the Labour and Economic Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe.
Music.
So after the show, remember to stay tuned for Live Talk at 8:30 when the Women's Roundtable addresses issues of concern to you. To join the discussion, text us at 001-202-465-0318 so we can call you back from our studios. That number again, 001-202-465-0318.
And now to recap today's top stories. The Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions says many companies are unlikely to open after the festive holiday as the World Bank predicts a depressed economic outlook for the country.
Deputy Environment Minister Simon Musanu has died.
And the ZANU-PF Manicaland province has unanimously voted to expel former Secretary for Administration Didmus Mutasa with immediate effect for behavior inconsistent with the ruling party's principles.
And that's our broadcast this evening.
Now stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Jonga Kandemiri in Washington.
And this is Ndimiake Mokalyeria here in Washington, wishing you a pleasant evening and a very good night.
Siyabonga ndimi yake locho nga licho na njani sapo le Zimbabwe. Ikuti bana emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhlaka 15 ngozibandlela ngolwesine mhlaka 15 zibandlela 2015. Silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba ze Zimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Wala mgela emweni ngenjabulo ngontunga milinko mao. Enda beni zetu la mslanje.
Asicho luto olineng. Asicho luto olineng la sikani loguti 3.2%. Isli alisi ngane kakhulu. Wata skona nje ngane ukulumendo. Use zamu uti enze into enze uti. Use fosa abantu abathe nsisiwe uti. Beshi se inte ngoza uambilana lewesha. Owenza alayo. Lize longe jigelele.
Umnotho welizwe uqhubeka usonakala osokubangele ukuthi inhlanganiso zezisebenzi zithi kumele kungenwe esitaladeni kutshengiselwe.
Uhambile namhlanje Budiriro esiyahlangana labontanga abatshayayo labalimeneyo lalaba ababotshiweyo okukhona ukuthi izanu yona mthetho yayo ingabona ibandla lethu phakathi komuzi baqanisa ukudlamazinyo bese saba.
Umkhokheli we-MDCT umnumzana Morgan Tswangirai wethekelela abasekeli bakhe ababhaxabulwe ngabacatshangelwa ukuthi ngabezanu PF. Inhlanganiso ezithiyeneyo ezimele izizalwane zeZimbabwe kwele South Africa ziqhube umhlangano lamhlanje zihlaziya indlela okuqhutshwe ngayo uhlelo lokufaka izicelo zama-permits. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Umnotho welizwe uqhubeka ulokhu ugugudeka ngamandla amafekitali evalwa intengo yempahla esitolo iqonga ngamandla. Ngokunjalo ugatsha lweZimbabwe National Statistical Agency lwethule izibonelo ezitshengisela ukuba isilinganiso sokonakala komnotho welizwe siqonge kancane sisuka kusilinganiso -0.78% ngolwezi saya -0.8% ngompalakazi nyakenye. Imbiko le iza ngesikhathi ibhanga le-World Bank lisithi umnotho weZimbabwe uzathuthuka ngesilinganiso esedlula okuthathu ekhulwini i-3.2% kuphela lonyaka. Isilinganiso lesi sihambelana naleso esethulwe ngumphathintambo wezemali umnumzana Patrick Chinamasa esethula uluhlu lwendleko zikahulumende i-national budget. Embikweni ewethule liviki, i-World Bank iveze njalo ukuthi ngomnyaka ozayo, umnotho welizwe uzakhula ngesilinganiso se-3.7%. Kuthi ngomnyaka ka-2017, isilinganiso lesi sizakwehla njalo sibe ku-3.4%. Ingcwethi kwezenotho umnumzana Masimba Kuchera uthi lokhu kuveza sobala ukuthi umnotho weZimbabwe uzaqhubeka usadalala uzulu ethwele nzima.
Nxa singakhangela sizabona ukuthi i-3.2 kumbe i-3.7% bakhangela ukubona ukuthi uhulumende waseZimbabwe kunama-problems akhona phakathi kwelizwe, njalo babona ukuthi kungaba nzima sibili ukuthi yedlule i-3.2% ukukhwela kwe-economy yaseZimbabwe nxa sikhangela ukuthi kulokuxabana okukhona phakathi kwe-ZANU-P F. Kodwa ngibona njengani kungenzakala sibili ukuthi i-3.2 singayibamba kumbe singaba phansi kwayo mbijana nxa kuyukuthi asilungiselelanga ezinye izinto ezihluphayo lapha, ikakhulu ezembangazo.
Ukukhona uhulumende angakwenza yini ukuphehla ukudlondlobala komnotho okukhula kwawo?
Kungenzakala sibili ukuthi uhulumende nxa engafaki imithetho ukuthi ihuge abanezimali zabo ukuthi babuye lapha eZimbabwe, njalo nxa kuyukuthi ibandla leZANU-P F lazama ukuthi liqede ukuxabana okukhona lokulwisana okukhona, kungenzakala sibili ukuthi i-economy ingakhwela. Kodwa abantu abanemali zabo baye befuna ukuthi babe lethemba lokuthi nxa bengafaki izimali zabo phakathi, izimali ezingalahleki kuyukuthi uhulumende engatshintsha kumbe kuyukuthi abanye abaphathi izintambo bengatshintsha. So ngibona njengani ukungaba le mithetho sibili ecacileyo sibili engenza ukuthi abantu abalezimali zabo babuye lazo balethemba elokuthi izimali zabo ziyabe zigcinekele, kungenzakala sibili ukuthi izimali zingabuya lapha eZimbabwe.
Sona isilinganiso se-3.2% lesi sitshoni kuzulu weZimbabwe?
Asitsho lutho oluningi nxa sikhangela ukuthi i-3.2% isilinganiso esincane kakhulu. Kodwa sifuna njengani uhulumende usezama ukuthi enze into enjengokuthi usephosa abantu abathengisa ifuel ukuthi behlise intengo zabo ukuhambelana lokwehla okwenzakalayo elizwe lonke jikelele. So kungenzakala ukuthi nxa isilinganiso singakhula mbijana sifike ku-6-7%, abantu bengabona ukutshintsha mbijana. Kodwa u-3.2 kumbe i-3.7 isilinganiso esincane kakhulu esokuthi abantu bengakubona ukuthi kulokukhula kwe-economy.
Umnumzana Masimba Kuchera yingcwethi kwezenotho sixoxelayo eseHarare. Kunjalo nje siphinde saxoxa lomkhokheli wenhlanganiso yezisebenzi i-ZCTU, umnumzana George Nkiwane, ukuze sizwe ukuthi izisebenzi zona zithini ngalolu daba. UNkiwane uthi iningi lezisebenzi lithi selikhathele ngokoma kwezinto, ngalokho izisebenzi lezi zithi sokumele kungenwe esitaladeni kutshengiselwe, zikhuthaza uhulumende ukuthi aqakathekise ukuhlenga umnotho welizwe.
Impilo isinzima kakhulu lapha eZimbabwe. Singabe sikhangele lodwa abezisebenzi, kodwa ke impilo isinzima nje emuntwini wonke nje ophila kule lizwe leZimbabwe. Esikwenzayo esikhwalise nje kulimi laphopheleleyo yikuhamba sikhuluma lezisebenzi, khathe siqede ama-provinces wonke, khathe siya kuma-district sibonisana lokubuthi isebenzi ukuthi ngenzani njengoba sesikulesi simo esingafuni ukuthi silesiso sona. Kuyini esingakwenza kuthi uhulumende ukuthi ayike simtshengise ukuthi into ayenzayo ayisiyo, kumele ayenze okufunwa ngabantu besifiso zabantu. Izisebenzi eziningi zithi kungono singene ezitredini sithengisela ukuthi okwenziwa nguhulumende lokuthi nathi kufuni, kumbe ngale ndlela uhulumende angabona ukuthi abantu engikwenzayo shiwa akusabajabulisi, kumbe laye angathinti ayenze lokho okufunwa ngabantu. So kathesi kuyokwethi ngathi yi-consensus ngesikhiwa, abaningi esibabonayo bathi kungono singene ezitredini. Yes, abanye laba bathi hayi kungcono sikhulumisane lohulumende, but abaningi nje okwakathesi bathi kungcono singene esitudini sike sithengisele uhulumende la kuthi akwenzayo thina hayi asafuni. Okwamagresi ngaqamba amanga ngoba kathesi njengoba nithe nathi saqedi sesele kumbe ngamadistrict noma 5-6 khonapho so ngasingakaqedi ukukhulumisana lokufuthisele ngemsebenzini angeke ngakhuluma ngendaba yamadesi. Indaba yamadesi izaphuma ngasukuthi ayisebenzi zonke seziqondisile ukuthi senzeni, singavela sibekwazi ukuthi bonke nje sezivumele emsebenzini, hhayi sezafetha kamadesi lokuthi sizakwenza isetheni sivetha ngakho kuyiwaa.
Umnumzana George Nkiwane ngomkhokheli wenhlanganiso yezisebenzi i-ZCTU ubekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 ekobulawayo. Isigaba se-ZANU-PF eManicaland Province eMutare namhla sibe lomhlangano wesiphangiphangi ophumele sinqumo sokuthi owayengunobhala obona ngokuqoqwa kwenhlelo zaleli bandla njalo engumeli we-Headlands kulesi sigaba edalela ePhalamende, umnumzana Didimus Mtasa kumele axotshwe kokuphela ebandleni. Lokhu kulandela imbiko ethulwe ngumtasa ngolwesibili emaphephandabeni lapho asole khona umongameli Mgabe esithi unguntando kayiphikiswa kanye lomkakhe unkosikazi Grace Mgabe. Umtasa uthe njalo yena labanye bakhe abasuswe esikhundleni zabo kuZANU-PF besetheswa icala lokusebenziselana lonkosikazi Joyce Mjuru emizameni yokugenqula uMgabe embusweni bazacela umthethwandaba ukuthi wesule impumela yomhlangano weCongress oqhutshwe ngompalakazi. Iziphathamandla zeZANU-PF eManicaland zithi umtasa oveze ukwedelela ibandla kanye lenkokheli yalo. Ngalokho zithi kumele axotshwe kokuphela njengomnumzana Rugare Gumbo kanye lomnumzana Jabulani Sipanda. Abaphume lo mqondo wokuxotshwa kukamtasa babikwa kungomnumzana Patrick Chinamasalo nkosikazi Opam Chinguri. Lokhu kuveza sobala ukulwisana okuqhubekayo kubandla leZANU-PF. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixhume incwethi kwezombusazwe umnumzana Dumisani Nkomo.
Ngiyabona zani lokho kuzenza ingxabano kumbe ukungazwisisani phakathi kweZANU-PF ukuthi kube wese ngoba nxa sebemxotshile khathesi kuzaba lula ukuthi yena uDidimus Mtasa labanye abangathabanga ukuthi bahlangane lamanye amalunga aku-opposition. So ngibona zani in the long term kuzagcina kusenza iZANU-PF ibe wethi nxa bemxotsha atofi iZANU-PF ngoba izagcina sehlangana lamanye amalunga e-opposition. Becine beforma nje opposition ingani iqinile njengoba ingani wikadesi but ngagcina siqinile nxa belokhu bexotsha abantu babo esihlungu kanje.
Ubona abamabandla aphikisayo ikakhulu abe-MDC ubona bekwamukela yini ukusebenzelana la malunga eZANU-PF la alubana bethe bacabanga ukubumba ibandla linye njengokutsho kwakho?
Nxa behlakaniphile mbona zani into abangayenza ngoba kuyabe kunceda bona ukuthi behlangane bebahlanganise umqondo labanye abantu asebexotshiwe. Kodwa kuzaba nzima ukuthi khona lokhu bekukhiphe emaphepheni ngoba nxa yokukhiphe emaphepheni ngoba kunzima ukuthi linegotiate kumbe lixoxisane. Into yangikhona izwakala emaphepheni kumbe kumsakazo kuyamele kube yinto eliyenza nje liqatshile. Sengxekele kudala bakuqalisa khona lokho ngikhuluma nje but asonke sizabala ngayo enewspepheni ngumesizo yokumsakazo.
Bona bebodwa abaxotshiweyo abeZANU-PF laba awuboni bebambana besenelisa ukubumba ibandla eliqinileyo yini elinye icele leZANU-PF benelise njalo lokuthola usekelo kumalunga akucele likamnanga kwakadesi?
Yabalakho sibili ukuthi bebumbe iqembu eliqinileyo kodwa okuzabalimaza nje indaba yamacala ukuthi kebe lokho kubusa amacala ukuthi lo watshontsha imali lo wenza lokhu. Sizakubona kwamacala lokho kuvumbuluka up to 2018 bese kusiba nzima ukuthi abanye bazinikele emsebenzini wokubumba singathi i-opposition party enye kumbe ukuxhumanisa umqondo lemicabango lele opposition ekhona khathesi. Mbona zani kuzaba yinto eyi-one sibili ezenza kube nzima ukuthi kebe lokho kubusa amacala ukuthi lo watshontsha imali lo wenza so for the next 4 or 5 years. Labanye abasemaceleni ngenxa ibeqine besisaba ukuthi bevuse umhlonga ngenxa yakhona lokho.
Umnumzana Dumisani Nkomo yingcwethi kwezombusazwe sixoxela ekobulawayo. Umkhokheli we-MDCT uMnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai namhla usole abasekeli bebandla le-ZANU-PF ababikwa behlasele abasekeli bebandla lakhe bababhaxabula kabuhlungu emzini weBudiriro. Iningi labasekeli laba libikwa laphephelela emzini welunga ledale lePhalamende uMnumzana Costa Machingauta lapho uTsvangirai abekhona lamhlanje. Sixoxele umsekeli wesikhulumeli sebandla uNkosazana Thabita Khumalo ukuze isizwe okuningi ngodaba lolu.
Budiriro iqembu lethu labontanga elebandla lethu bale programu yabo lapha bangena kuZulu eBudiriro bedinga ontanga bekankasela ukuthi ontanga bahambe bayirejista babe ngama-voters njalo babe liqembu lebandla lethu. So bathe bengena phakathi komuzi bahlangana labontanga bezanu-PF uChalimane wama-youth wezanu-PF baqalisa ukuthi batshaye ontanga bebandla lethu.
Bakhona yini abalimele kakhulu?
Bakhona abalimele bakhulu abahanjiswe esibhedlele Avenues. Omunye wabo wabontanga bethu bebemtshaye ikhanda kodwa sizwa ukuthi hayi usesibangcono esibhedlela sebezamkhipha.
Ye sizwa kuthiwa lamhlanje umongameli webandla ube khona le lapho okulabanye abacatshileyo. Ungasitshela ukuthi umumo umi njani kwakathesi?
Umongameli wethu baba uTsvangirai uhambile namhlanje eBudiriro esiyahlangana labontanga abatshayayo labalimeneyo lalaba ababotshiweyo. Okukhona ukuthi iZANU yona mthetho yayo ingabona ibandla lethu phakathi komuzi baqanisa ukudlamazinyo bese saba. So hayi uhambile sibili yonke into ihambe kuhle wanelisile ukufika ezindlini zabontanga laba abatshayiweyo wabakhuthaza ukuthi baye phambili womsebenzi wabo ukukhankasela ibandla lethu.
Manje lona uhlelo lwenu lona lolo alusoze na lube labayesabayo ukuthi bancedise nxa sikhangela okwenzakelelo?
Kambe shuwa singabe sisesabani ngoba singahlala sisezindlini sizaphelela ezandleni njengesepa ilizwe limi manzonzo isikhathi sesifikile ukuthi singene kuZulu. Yebo naye kuzaba lobuhlungu obuthize umsebenzi wombangazwe kodwa uqakathekileyo ukuthi bazi ukuthi sikhona bangaze batshaye kunganani.
Lo ngunkosazana Thabita Khumalo umsekeli wesikhulumeli se-MDCT ubekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 ekobulawayo. Inhlanganiso ezitshiyeneyo ezimele izalwane zeZimbabwe kwele South Africa ziqhube umhlangano lamhlanje zihlaziya indlela okuqhutshwe ngayo uhlelo lokufaka izicelo zokuhlala lokusebenza okusemthethweni kwele South Africa ama-permits. Okunengasikuzweni kuBenedict Nhlapho.
Emhlanganweni lo oqhutshelwe emahofisini e-Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition eJohannesburg lamhlanje kuvela ukuthi zinengo kwamagama enhlupho ezahlangana labeZimbabwe ekufakeni izicelo zokuthola amaphemithi e-ZSP. Umnumzana Khumbulani Moyo isiphathamandla senhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Community in South Africa uthi nani lenhlupho ezazikulelu hlelo olwavulwa ngenyanga kaMfumfu lwavalwa ngompalakazi ka-2014 likhulu kokuthi kunzima ukuvuma ukuthi lwaba impumelelo.
Into yokuqala enye siyibonile ukuthi ama permits abantu babe apply online abanye azange bakhona ukuthi ba edit ngendlela ebifuna yi online process ye online application and azange bakhona ukuthi bathola ama appointment and ama application aba accept. Then esibili kunabantu ababe apply ngo 2010 ababe nama receipt sibona ukuthi process yakho yavulwa late yavulwa nge 15 zika December.
Noba nje lo hlelo seliphelile uMoyo uthi inhlupho zalo sezilandela ngijola labo asebafaka izicelo abalindele amaphemithi abo.
Abantu abaningi especially ama-students azofunda la eSouth Africa abakanikeza amaphemithi amasha ukuze baqhubeke. So kuba yi-challenge yabantwana besikolo ukuthi bazobhalisa kanjani bengenamaphemithi avalid. Kunohlupho lama-bank accounts abantu bathe sebebuya emakhaya bathola ukuthi ama-bank account abo sevaliwe ngamabhenki but bafuna ama-permit amasha and abakwazi ukuwithdraw izimali zabo.
Amalungu enhlanganiso ezimela beZimbabwe laba asevumelene ukuthi ayicela kugatsha lwendaba sasekhaya ukwengeza isikhathi sokufaka isicelo. Umqondisi wenhlanganiso yesawima unkosazana Joyce Dube uthi ukwengezwa kwesikhathi sokufaka isicelo yikho kodwa okuzenza lohlelo lube impumelelo.
Ngiyajabula ngoba abantu ama-organizations abuyile ngobuningi bawo. So sesimisile ukuthi izinto esizazenza ukuthi siye ku-Home Affairs siyobatshela simele abantu. Asizimelanga thina, simele abantu. Siyathandaza ukuthi labo bayithathele phezulu ngoba ama-problems esihlangana lawo maningi kakhulu.
Ukuze inkulumo zabo nogatsha lwendaba zasekhaya zihambe kuhle, babuye bavumelana ukuthi kuqoqwe amagama abo bonke abantu abalelungelo lokuthola amaphemithi la, ukuze kuvela ubala abafaka izicelo labangasifakanga kanye lembangela zalokho. Unkosazana Vianne Sibanda wenhlanganiso ye-New Generation Trust uthi kakula muntu olelungelo lokuthola iphemithi ye-ZSP okufanele ayiswele.
Okay, database izokwenziwa ku-collect database yonke and then bese kuyiwe Home Affairs kuyochekwa ukuthi i-database esinayo iyafana lele yase Home Affairs and we are hoping ukuthi kusuka lapho kuzosebenzeka kahle sesile database eqondileyo namagama aqondileyo ne-number right.
Loba nje ugatsha lwendaba zasekhaya lwaluthe kulabantu abaphose wafike izinkulungwane ezingamakhulu amabili lengxenye 245,000 abalelungelo lokufaka izicelo zamaphemithi e-ZSP ekuvalweni kwalohlelo lolugatsha lubike ukuthi bangaphezulwanyana kwamakhulu amabili kuphela abafake izicelo 207,000 kusitsho ukuthi baningi asebevalelwe phandle. Ngimele isitudio 7 eJohannesburg eSouth Africa, nginguBenedict Nhlapho.
Inhlanganiso elwela ilungelo lentatheli zindaba iMisa Zimbabwe ithi kube lokwehla kwenani lezehlakalo zokuhlukuluzwa kwentatheli zindaba ngomnyaka odluleyo nxa kuqathaniswa lomnyaka ka-2013. Embikweni eyethule namhla iMisa Zimbabwe ithi lokhu kungaba kubangelwe ikwehla lokufuthelana kwabezombusazwe phambilini kokhetho lalapho solwedlule. UGibbs Dube weStudio 7 uxoxe lomgcini sihlalo walinhlanganiso uMnumzana Nhlanhla Ngwenya.
Ye, bekungathi kulutshwane kodwa ke uzothola ukuthi ungaqathanisa leminyi iminyaka. Bekungathi kuyasikhathaza kakhulu ngoba ama numbers lawa khona lawo maningi. Ikakhulu isikhangelele ukuthi bese sesile new constitution. I-constitution evumela ukuthi intatheli izindaba zezikhulu zisebenze zikhululekile zingahlukumezwa. Yikho ke i-22 inamba lezo hayi azisiphathi kahle, besivele besingamelanga sibe khona le yodwa nje i-record yokuhlukumezwa kwentatheli izindaba. Lokhu kukhombisa ke ukuthi njengoba bese kulohulumende omutsha owawina ama-elections ngo-July 31, intatheli izindaba bezilakho ukuthi zixwayisise ziripote ngalokho ezikubona kusenzakala elizweni. Lokhu akujayelanga ukuthabisa labo ababusayo ngoba intatheli izindaba nxa seziveza ukuthi hayi uZulu kahlalisekanga, uZulu uyakhonona, laba ababusayo baba lokwesaba ukuthi hayi suzavuselela okuningi.
Singathi ke kwenziwe kuyini ukuthi kube le ntatheli izindaba ezilutshwane ezihlukumeziweyo?
Ye, zingabe zizilutshwane ezihlukumeziweyo uqathanisa le minye iminyaka. Kodwa ke inamba yona le lokhu inkulu ungathi uyakhangelisisa ku-region. Lokhu kutshengisela ukuthi i-politics zethu azikalungi ukuthi intatheli izindaba zisebenze zikhululekile. Akukabi lesifiso kuyilaba ababusayo ukuthi belandele isisekelo esitsha selizwe esithi new constitution le ukuthi bevumele intatheli izindaba zisebenze zikhululekile. Ngoba ungathi yezinlutshwane kodwa ungabona ama numbers akhona 22 kusiya khona le maningi kakhulu ngakhangelisa kwamanye amazwe lapho ungazange kube khona le record omakhelwane bethu. Akuzange kube khona lesehlakalo esisodwa kodwa thina lokhu esilakho kube lokhu esithola izehlakalo ezinjengalezo. Thina silesisekelo esitsha sombuso sisithi hayi sesiguqulile indlela esibusa ngayo lendlela esibuswa ngayo. Lokhu kusikhathaza kakhulu. Ungakhangela inkulumo eyayisenzakala ngathi kuma Meet the People rally ayabe senziwa ngunkosikazi kamongameli. Kwaba khona ukuthi kungathi kuba lokwethusela intatheli izindaba ukuthi lingabobhala kubi ngani lisenza lokhu lalokhu lalokhu.
umnumzana Nhlanhla Ngwenya ngumqondisi weMisa Zimbabwe. Inhlanganiso yeZCTU ithi amankampani amaningi avalwe ngekhefu lekhisimusi kawasoze avulelwe nyaka ngenxa yokonakala komnotho. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba, uGibbs Dube weStudio 7 uxoxele umnumzana Ambrose Mlilo owenhlanganiso yeBulawayo Progressive Residents Association. Endawonye lolwela ilungelo lezisebenzi, umnumzana Percy Mcijo osungula lingxoxo.
Kulobu nzima kakhulu nxa sikhangela ngomumo okhona okwalesi sikhathi ngomungwe-economy. Ngobana kukhanya ngani lapho esiyakhona kumnyama ngoba amakhampani amaningi avalile ngoDisemba kakavuli njalo amanye avula ngoFebruwari, amanye njalo akwazi ukuthi avulwa nini. Okutshengisa ukuthi izinto azimanga kuhle ema-industry. Okudala ukubana abantu bangene ekuhluphekeni ngoba kathi singasikhangela isikhathi kufanele ukuthi abantu ngabathengela abantwana lokudla lokhu yakukhona ale zikolo lokubabhadalela ama-school fees. Kodwa-ke kukhanya kulobu nzima ngoba awakho amakhampani akhanya eza kuqhubekela phambili esebenza yalokho bekukhangelelwe. Bona uhulumende ufake economic blueprint okuthiwa iZim Asset. Kodwa-ke sikhangela ukuthi ye isebenza kanjani ukubana ivuselele ama-industry. Kodwa-ke akukhanyi ukuthi ivele yona isebenza okuzaletha ukubana kube le ntuthuko yezomu-economy. Kanti-ke yikho bekukhangelelwe njalo babethe bona baza kuletha imisebenzi eyi-2 million. Kukhanya leyo msebenzi kayikho kodwa kokwenzakala okubonakalayo ukuthi amakhampani lokho evala esiya phambili njalo la akhona kasebenzi ngendlela efaneleyo.
Yes, bise khonapho umnumzana Spindi, akungene khonapho baba, ungathini ngodaba lona?
Ananzelele ukuthi amakhampani besides ukuthi avale khathesi amanye kwathiwa azavula kubofebhruwari kubomashi amanye kwazithi avula nini. Sinanzela vele ntana lawo makhampani ungananzela umnyaka ususiyaphela amaningi vele abesequmile izisebenzi eziningi singasekho emsebenzini. Lokho kuyisibonelo esegcekeni sokuthi umnotho welizwe awumanga kuhle, izinto abantu baphathe kabuhlungu. Ungananzela njalo ezikaradeni lapha koBulawayo siyananzela ukuthi la abantu okuthiwa ngama-vendors kumba ama-informal traders, ungananzela ama-street asegcele kona abantu abantu. Bona abantu ungabadingisa izathu ngabantu aba-offloadwe i-formal industry. Kuyatshengisa ukuthi abantu baphele imisebenzi sokusuka nzima, instead bayaluza imisebenzi bethu ngabeqotho. So okuyiqiniseke ukuthi nxa kunjalo thina njengezakhamizi silovalo ukuthi abantwana ezanazelwa ama-drop out ezikola zabo amaningi, ama-poverty level azabo amaningi, sesawuzabela ama-street kids amaningi. Lobudlwangudlwangu ngoba nxa abantu bengasasebenzi abantu badala kube lokugaba okuningi, abantu sebetshontshelwa ezindlini abanye bebulawa bethathela izimali. So siyabona ukuthi umumo welizwe leyo ikhonomi nxa ingalungiswa ngaleli lizwe siphakathi kwehlupho olukhulu, abantu bazaphila nzima.
Ye, pho kuzathiwani khonapho mnumzana Mcijo?
Okufanele ukubana kwenziwe ukuthi abantu bahlanganiswe amakhanda ndawonye. Okutshengisa ukuthi uhulumende akanelise ukuthi ahlanganise abize okuthiwa ngama-stakeholders ngoba i-industry ayisikho ukuthi imiswa uhulumende, imiswa yilabo abalezimali ama-investors. Kufanele ukuthi babizwe labo bafakwe phakathi kwe-economic policy kwenzela ukuthi labo babe lokwenza, babe lakho okokwenza ngokuthuthukisa ezomnotho. Uzathola ukuthi lo mumo okhona kufanele bawenze udale ukubana abafuna ukuthi benze amabhizinesi kube lula ukuthi benze amabhizinisi. So-ke akube yikho okwenzakalayo, bakhangele njalo le-leba ngokwayo bayingenise ukubana kuboniswane ngokubana linto kayisikho ukuthi ngekazibani kodwa-ke ngikazulu wonke elizwe lona leZimbabwe.
Ye, nxa singavala khonapho-ke baba Spindi, ubona zani po uhulumende kumele enzeni kwezithi konke lokhu kulungiswe ngemfanelo?
Mina nginanzela kuzofanele uhulumende azame ukuwa-adopt-a ama-friendly policies. Ilizwe leli mbona ungathi lize livuke sidinga kube le-foreign direct investments ngoba yibo abantu abazasincedisa amapholisi awethu alethe imali. Umuma okhona kathesi abantu beZimbabwe abahlala eZimbabwe imali abalayo badonsa nzima. So-ke nxa kuphela kungaba le ndlela yokuthi silungisa ubudlelwano bethu lamanye amazwe angilandaba i-west le-east kodwa bese sinxusa kakhulu ukuthi kube le mali ezinjiphaa into ze-economy le abantu abale mali bazovusela imisebenzi ofuka amasektari baletha imitshini emitsha iyokuphela impendulo kodwa singaqhubeki kungathi singabi le budlelwano obuhle lamanye amazwe ngibona ngathi zadonsanzima so-ke sami isixwayiso uhulumende ukuthi hhayi impendulo kade si-direct foreign investment yimpendulo engazama ukuthi leli lizwe lisuse lise phezulu kwezomnotho
ye vala baba mcijo
okufaneleyo sibili ukuthi kwenzakale ukuthi wonke umuntu abelwe ukuphatheka kwezomnotho welizwe kungabi yinto ekhangelwe nguhulumende kuphela njalo njengoba ubaba uSinde sitsho akucheliswe imingcele kungaze kwakhangelwa enye isi kuphela akubhekwe emacele wonke ngokubana esikufunayo ukuthi kuqheliswe ezomnotho welizwe hathi amabizo abantu kumbe amabizo amazwe kodwa-ke kube ukuthi umnotho ezomnotho ziyaceliswa ziyathuthukiswa yilabo abenelisa ukubana zithuthuke
umnumzana Ambrose Spindi owenhlanganiso yebulawayo Progressive Residents Association lo mnumzana Percy Mcijo olwela amalungelo ezisebenzi lilale